What is my favorite red item? Is Jaren the greatest guest of all time? And what happened in the first ever Toddcast draft? Well, I talk about all that and more on this episode of The Toddcast. Hello, everyone, and welcome to The Toddcast. As always, I am your host, Todd McManus. On this special best of episode, of course, you've seen the title. We're going to look back at the best of moments from me interviewing a good friend of mine, Jaren Parks. But these clips that you're about to listen to are the drafts that we have had in the previous episodes from last year. These were a while ago. I think these were around this time last year. Jaren and I sat down and we drafted our top five favorite insert name. We did two different ones and they were based on colors. And you'll have to keep listening, of course, to listen to that. And also, this episode is the triple two, episode 222. So that's pretty cool. And wanted to do this best of because Jaren, of course, recently got married, and congratulations to him. It was in last month in March, and I know that he is currently on his honeymoon with his wife, his now wife, of course, and I was like, you know what, I'll just do a best of and honor him. So congratulations to them, good luck in their marriage. And without further ado, let's go ahead and take a look back at the best of Jaren draft moments. So, this is the first official Toddcast draft. Dun, 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 dun. Dun, 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 dun. Dun, 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 dun. Okay, we have got... There is not a time limit, of course. I was about to say, we have got 5 minutes.
No, there's not.
So, what we are going to be doing is we are going to be drafting our top five. In this episode, we are only going to do five things for each person. And we're going to be drafting our top five things that are red. Now, this makes anything eligible. Anything that is all red, mostly red, has got some red in it. Of course, if it's got a little bitty amount of red, you know, that we'll leave that up to question.
Yeah.
So, if it has some red, we'll debate on whether why it should or should not be.
Yeah.
And then, at the very end of the draft, once we have drafted five each, we will open it up to a round of trading.
Okay.
And see if we want to trade, whether you, and you can end after the trading with an uneven amount. So if you wanted to trade two and I only want to trade one, okay, because it's so powerful, it's worth two picks.
Yeah, yeah.
Or at the very end, we could throw in an extra thing where I would give you something you really want, but I would get the next time first round draft pick.
Oh, for the next time we
yes. do this. And depending on whatever it is, and we'll decide what that is. Of course, if you have your top five things that are red, go down in the comment section and leave it there.
Yes.
So, we have a official coin that yes. we are going to flip. Yes. Of course, you are the guest. You're going to flip it, and you're going to call it. So,
I got this. I'm going to just explain this coin real quick. It is, I got this for Christmas, and it's a picture of a pig, and it's got the pig's head on one side and the pig's butt on the other side for heads and tails.
Because he has the little squiggly tail.
Yeah, yeah. And I just thought it was hilarious.
So I'm going to turn the light on.
All right, so.
You going to flip it? Yes, because you're the guest and you're going to call it.
I'm going to go with tails. All right, here we go.
And flip it.
It is tails.
So you get the first ever Toddcast first round draft pick. Things that are red. Ladies and gentlemen, Jaren is going first, and your first round draft pick that is red is... Drum roll, please.
Suspense. I'm going to go with fire trucks.
Oh, man.
Because, I mean, what would you do without them? I mean, that's
that is true, but now you own all fire trucks. That means you decide whether they go to the fires or not.
Oh, I don't know. That's how this works.
Well, that's how, like, football drafts work, you know?
Oh, I own this now.
You now own whatever you pick.
Oh, Lord. I didn't realize that. All right, that's cool. I got a fire truck.
But you have every fire truck in the world.
Oh, heck yeah.
Like, any fire truck that is red, if they're not red, of course, you don't get them.
I just monopolized fires.
Yes, like, you basically...
the Jeff Bezos of fire trucks now.
Yes, yes.
That's who you are. If a fire happens, you can say, no, nah, we're good.
Okay. All
so, right. You now own fire trucks.
Fire trucks.
I'm going to write this down and keep track. Fire trucks.
Well, now knowing that I own this, I'm going to take the rest of this draft very differently. In the original direction.
So, my first round draft pick, I had to go with something useful. Mm-hmm. I had to go with something big. And after each draft pick, if you want to explain why you picked it as well.
Yeah.
I am picking apples.
Ah, I like it.
I'm taking all red apples. I now own all apples.
It wasn't even on my list, and I feel stupid for not
that. That was the first thing I wrote down. I was like, apples. Of course, any green apple I cannot take because that is not red. But if it is an apple that is all red, any kind of red apple, yeah. I now own all the apples.
Nice. So that's a solid pick.
I can monopolize everything apple.
Yeah, you're
Johnny like apple pie. That may not happen because I may not allow it.
Well, you're gonna get kicked out of America.
That is kind of true. So I have apples. You have fire trucks. Jaren, what is your second round draft pick?
My second round pick is gonna be a red Ferrari.
Oh. So you have all Ferraris that are made red?
Yes. Because, you know, that's the iconic color of a Ferrari, you know.
That is true.
Yeah. So.
Red. So you have all red Ferraris. That's a good pick.
I have quite the garage.
That is true. Because you have just all Ferraris and fire trucks. But hey, you never have to worry about having a fire close by because right. You have a fleet of fire trucks to use.
If I have all the fire trucks, I don't even need to fill up gas. I just go to a different one.
At this point, you should just be able to create a technology that a car can run off of water. So you can just use that, you know. Yeah. So, good pick.
But that's not red.
Good. That is true. Water is not red. If it is, then something bad happened. So you have fire trucks and any Ferrari that has made the color red.
Yeah.
I have apples.
And?
My second round draft pick is Netflix.
Oh, I didn't even think about that.
Netflix logo is red, and now I own all apples in Netflix.
Oh.
So anything, I can finally end the god-awful shows that come out of Netflix. I am basically the president, CEO, and board of directors.
Yeah.
I am the owner of Netflix. And I will stop this password sharing thing that they have now enacted.
Yeah.
That you have to log into your home Wi-Fi every 31 days to be able to use Netflix. So yeah. You just have to go home at least once a month to log into Netflix. Okay. So I have apples and Netflix. You have fire trucks and all red Ferraris. Your third.
I'm going to do a little switcheroo because this wasn't on my list, but hearing what you've said.
Yeah, you can come up with whatever you want.
I'm going with YouTube.
Oh, dang it.
Was that your next pick?
That was not the next one, but it was one of them. I thought about YouTube. Golly.
That's a big one.
That is a big one. Now, it's not really rivals, but I guess you could say it is between Netflix and YouTube.
Yeah.
So, Lord. YouTube.
Yes, it is.
Dang it.
What a pick.
That is a great pick. Great pick after the fire trucks and the Ferraris.
I'm the richest person on earth.
Because you could sell them because you can own either the business. But so you could have a business that's called All Red Ferraris. Yeah. And it's just nothing but red Ferraris is all you make.
Yeah.
And YouTube, golly. That means you like monetize. You're over everything.
Oh, yeah.
Any decision that is made about YouTube, you have to finalize it. And say what is made. If a YouTuber you don't like has a YouTube channel, you could just delete it.
Yeah.
So it's like you own it all. Okay.
So where do you go?
My third round draft pick after apples and Netflix, I'm going with the planet Mars.
Oh my gosh, I had that.
I'm going with Mars.
Dang it, that was my next one.
I'm going with Mars. Well, you took YouTube.
That's fair.
Look, you take YouTube, but I gotta go to Mars now. So now, I can have all my apples grow on Mars while I watch Netflix.
You better bring Matt Damon
so,
with you.
So, I might have to. But anything that is Mars related, and honestly, if it's got to be in a movie, it's got to go through me because I now own an entire planet.
So, do you own Marvin the Martian too?
Anything that is Mars related. Any game,
Martian,
show,
Martian Manhunter.
Movie.
That's yours now.
There's a video game called Surviving Mars. So it's like The Martian.
The movie, The Martian.
Yeah, all that. Anything Mars related and Mars.
You own Matt Damon.
And, I mean, I might even own Mars Bar. So.
Oh, that's crazy.
So, anything Mars related, I have.
Mars makes M&Ms too, so.
But I own the planet, and we can call it at that. So I have.
Way to not be greedy. I'm proud of
that's
you.
True. I didn't want to take too much away. Yeah. So, but I own Mars, Apple's Netflix. You have fire trucks, all red Ferraris, and YouTube. It's time for your fourth pick.
My fourth pick is the flavor fruit punch.
Oh, God. What?
That's mine now.
Fruit punch flavor.
Uh-huh.
So that is a lot of stuff.
So think about
everything has fruit punch flavor.
So originally what I had wrote on my list here was Chinese buffet Jell-O, but then I realized that's fruit punch flavor. So let me just say fruit punch, because I'll get the Kool-Aid, I'll get that, I'll get all the other drinks that are fruit punch.
Every candy that is a fruit punch.
Yes.
Every candy that has red, it's either cherry or fruit punch. Because strawberry is a pink color.
Yes.
Fruit punch. God, it's so big. That's such a giant pick. Why did I not think of that?
Giant pick? You literally picked Mars.
That is true. But there's so much. I mean, with the amount of fruit punch stuff that is made, it could be equal to the amount that is Mars. Because Mars is big, but I mean,
there's a fire truck.
I own that. No, I don't. You own that.
Step away.
I'm gonna bring Mars to Earth and end it all. So, fruit punch flavor. I should have thought of that. So
with your
fourth round draft pick, I have apples. I have stuff to eat. I got Netflix I can watch. I have Mars that I can live on. I am taking in my fourth round draft pick officially Apple Music.
Oh gosh.
I'm taking Apple Music.
You already got Netflix. What more do you need?
Well, I am now going to combine Apple Music and Netflix
to make Nappleflix.
Yes, nipple flicks.
That's not what I said.
That's what I thought you said.
Nipple flicks.
Nipple flicks.
That's great.
Nipple flicks and chill.
Oh, gosh.
Now I can't take it back.
With my fourth pick, I pick nipple flicks.
Anyway, apples. Like, I already have apples, mm-hmm. And I'm taking Apple Music. I can't take Apple the company because their logo is an apple.
Yeah, just,
but I'm not.
It's usually white.
Yes, and it's a white color, so I'm not going to get too greedy by saying apples and take all the fruit and the company. But yeah. I'm taking a part of their company. Yeah, I'm only taking the music part of their company,
which is pretty big.
So. It is red, and I am officially taking Apple Music. That way I have some jams to listen to.
Yeah,
so
So
for the final fifth round draft pick.
So let me just recap what I have acquired here.
Okay.
I have fire trucks.
Yes.
Red Ferraris.
Yes.
YouTube and fruit punch.
Yes.
What am I missing here? This is a rhetorical question. I'm missing some food. I got drink, but I ain't got nothing to eat.
True. You can't eat a fire truck or a red Ferrari or YouTube.
I mean, you can try.
You can try, but that won't happen.
So with my fifth and final pick, I'm going with the Louisiana staple, crawfish.
Oh, you're taking crawfish?
Crawfish.
Oh, my gosh.
I debated between crawfish and lobster, and I like crawfish.
You know, it is a great... draft pick.
Yes.
Man.
And I think that really rounds out
it rounds out because you have all of those. But, you know, I was thinking, I have apples, but I also wanted something else food related.
Okay.
But I didn't even think about crawfish. You know, I could take shrimp, mm-hmm. you know. I could take, you know, anything that isn't a well-done steak.
Yeah.
You know, I could take all raw meat.
delicious.
You know, and
I love the taste of iron.
You know, I could take that. But then I was like, you know what? I got to go bigger with food.
Oh.
My fifth round draft pick is going to be Steak and Shake.
Oh my gosh.
Taking
Steak and Shake. You know, I tried to think of a red restaurant that I liked. The only one I could come up with was KFC. And I was like, nah, I think I'll pass.
But Steak and Shake is coming home with me. And rounding out our draft picks before we try to do any trades, mm-hmm. we're going to go over right quick. You have fire trucks, all red Ferraris, YouTube, fruit punch flavor, anything fruit punch flavor, and crawfish.
Yeah.
Which is quite the assortment. And I am ending with apples, Netflix, Mars, Apple Music, and Steak and Shake. Now, this is the part of the draft not many people pay attention to usually.
Yeah.
This is the trading session.
Okay.
So
I'm willing to trade my fire trucks for, let's see what you got here. I just don't need two things of vehicles. That's just not necessary.
Yeah, I don't have a car.
You probably need some way to get around, you know.
So, I got to drive around Mars somehow.
That's right. And so I'm willing to give you fire trucks, and I'm asking for Steak and Shake.
Oh. That is a good one. That's a good trade.
Fire truck for Steak and Shake.
Every known fire truck
mm-hmm.
that is red, because there are some fire trucks that aren't red, I think. For a dying company.
A good dying company, though.
Yeah, it's so good.
You can decline. You don't have to.
I would counter that.
Yeah.
And I would take fire trucks.
Yeah.
For. No. I'm going to counter with something. No to that offer. Okay. I'm going to counter with something. I got to keep Steak and Shake. Okay. Even though it's my fifth round draft pick, I want to keep it. I would counter with, I will give you all the apples for YouTube.
Oh, yeah, that's a fair trade.
I mean, come on.
I don't need to be healthy. What a waste of time.
Hey, you have grown.
No.
I was going to say, think that. I was like, what would I be okay with giving away?
I think I'm pretty content with what I have. I got.
I feel like I am too. You have true.
So tell me, are there any alternates that would have been in there?
The only one I had on my list that I was thinking was red lights.
Red lights.
Or stop signs.
Yeah, yeah.
Because now I can control red lights, meaning I can have them on whenever I want.
Mm-hmm.
So that means it would, but I was thinking about putting that instead of Apple Music for a second. But you have fire trucks, and you turn on your siren, and that kind of rules out my red lights. So I was like, my red lights could stop your Ferraris unless your fire trucks give a fire truck escort for your Ferraris.
I've never seen a fire truck escort.
It could happen. I was gonna say police escort, but it's not a police car.
So one of my strong alternates was Target.
Oh man. That would have been a good one.
Yeah.
Target's good.
Yeah.
But
here we are. I mean, I'm pretty content with what
there's,
we got here.
I mean, there's nothing really else I can think of besides, like, basic lights. Or, like, you know, I thought of the American flag, but it's not mostly red. It's just got some. But what can I do with the flags?
Yeah.
You know, like, or, and I thought about blood. But it's only on the outside when it's red. It's blue on the inside. So, yeah.
Well, some of it. I mean, there's red blood inside too.
Yeah, but the one you see.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you could take.
What about that car wash next to us right now?
I can own all of Tommy's Express car washes. There's more than one. I don't know where the other one is, but yeah. I was thinking about red stuff, and I first went to brands after apples.
Yeah.
And I was thinking Netflix, YouTube, Apple Music. And I was thinking just of those, and that's what I thought of. Like, okay. The funny thing is, I didn't even pick my own podcast. It's red. I didn't pick it. Well, I mean, they gotta understand. Apple's Netflix, Mars, Apple Music, and Steak and Shake. Come on. Like, yeah. But.
Now, if Joe Rogan was red, would you pick him?
I would pick his income if it was red. But I'm happy with my picks. I think I have a wide spectrum of Apple's, Netflix, Mars, Apple Music, and Steak and Shake.
Yeah.
And you're rocking fire trucks, all red Ferraris, YouTube, the fruit punch flavor, and crawfish.
Yes.
You've got the assortment. I feel like mine is kind of not plain, but I feel like it's something. I feel like Mars.
Yeah.
You know, Netflix, you know, but you got crawfish and the fruit punch flavor is wild. Like, hopefully you're not gonna get old with that, drinking fruit punch and eating crawfish all the time.
Diabetes and heart disease.
Hey, but you can watch YouTube anytime you want because you own it.
That's right.
But I mean, if you all, that means you also need to
look at CPR videos.
You're also,
you got apples. I got crawfish and fruit punch.
Yeah, I have apples. I'm eating apples while I'm at Steak and Shake. Because I have Steak and Shake.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's anything
not the greatest for your health, but you know.
Yeah, but I could make, you know, like a apple shake or whatever. Yeah. Try to make something like that, which I don't think that'd be too good. But
you go for that.
I would have an apple and a Steak and Shake a day to hopefully keep the doctor away from me. So that's what I'm going.
I'll carry my jug of fruit punch around for a while. Like Uncle Si with
the
sweet tea.
You and your fruit punch. But yeah, if anybody has any ideas that are listening of what we should do next, if we should do another color, other ideas, of course, are top five movie series.
Or brands or anything. I mean, there's all kinds of things.
Top five video game series, top five sports.
I mean, you can get more specific with like sit-down restaurants or fast food. I mean,
exactly.
You can go down the rabbit hole with this, but
yeah.
Yeah.
But picking a color, you kind of go real broad with it, you know.
So. There's not a lot that Mars and crawfish have in common.
That is kind of true, you know. On the same list between both of us, we got YouTube, Mars, and crawfish, and fire trucks. So, which I'm surprised we didn't talk about fire, but I guess fire is more orange than red.
It depends on.
So, and then there's the blue fire. Yeah. So, but with all that, I think another top five draft. So the way this works, if you haven't listened to the ones before, is that we will take turns going one at a time, drafting like your regular NFL draft or any sports draft. We will be drafting our top seeds, I guess you could say, of up to five, going one at a time. And the topic or the category of things we are going to be drafting are anything green. So the last time Jaren and I did this was anything red. Mm-hmm. And now we're going to be doing anything green. Jaren won the coin toss last time and he got to go first. So to honor that, I am going to go first this time. And at the end, after we have both picked our five things, we will have the ability to trade.
Yeah.
So.
Let's do this.
So I will be going first. My first round green draft pick, I am going to have, and we can discuss depending on the green of it, you know, of anything. My first round draft pick is going to have to be money.
I didn't even put that down. That's genius.
I will be taking all of the money. Any money that is green. Which is mainly U.S. money and other, like, foreign currencies.
Looks like I'm stuck with change.
Well, you can have any of the other countries' money that are like red or anything like that. Okay. It's mainly U.S. money, but there are, you know, some bills in other countries like China and Japan that they're different colors, and one of them just happens to be green, you know. Yeah. But any money that is green, I will be taking.
That's a goated pick right there.
So.
That's insane.
Jaren, what is your first round draft pick?
I'm going to select with my first pick. I'm going to keep it as a draft should be, a very sports theme. I'm taking the Green Bay Packers.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
Yeah.
Green Bay Packers.
And this is interesting. You may not know this. The Green Bay Packers are the only team that does not have a singular owner. So I am changing that. What they do, it's very interesting. People buy shares of the Green Bay Packers.
Kind of like stocks or something.
Yeah, but there's no reward for it. They do it out of love for the team. They don't even get tickets or anything in return for it. It's basically like paying.
It's just kind of investing.
Yeah, pretty much. But with no return. There's literally no return.
It's a charity.
Pretty much. The Green Bay Packers is a charity.
It's like, it'd be like you donating to St. Jude, now you want a piece of St. Jude.
Yeah. And because of my firm affection for charities, you know, I'm going to change that.
I want a return on investment.
But yeah, Green Bay Packers.
So are you going to like keep the shareholders, or are you going to just throw all of them out because you own all of it? Yeah. So you could be the sole owner, and now you can make all the millions of dollars.
That's right. If I'm the owner, forget everybody else. I don't want you to feel like you have a say at anything.
Yeah, you have a say of literally anything. You just walk in there into the boardroom and can kick everybody out, and now you're the only sole owner of the Packers.
Yeah.
Unless you want to keep one or two guys around or whoever, you know.
I'm going to walk in there and say, you know what? We're not wearing helmets anymore. Just go out there.
You might no. You don't own the NFL. You own only the Packers.
Fair. That's fair. You're right.
You only own the Packers. That's so fair.
All right, you're up next.
So my second round draft pick was going to be my number one, but then I thought of money, and I had to go with money as number one because why not? So I am going to take my second round draft pick is going to be Spotify.
Mm.
They are green.
Good one.
So I have Apple Music and Spotify.
Nice.
You own YouTube.
I do have
YouTube. You do have YouTube from the last time. But I have Apple Music and Spotify, so I have both the biggest music platforms other than YouTube.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I have money and Spotify. You have the Packers. What is your second round draft pick?
My second round draft pick, and this is one that I have no debate about. I'm taking Ireland.
Okay. Good pick.
If Ireland's known for anything, it's the color green.
It is the color green. I mean, it's on their flag.
Yeah.
Interesting.
That's respectable.
I did not think of that, but I do respect it. Ireland and the Packers. You can move the Packers to Ireland. They can now be the Irish Packers.
The Irish Packers.
Or the Lucky Packers.
That's right.
There you go. so
this is interesting.
I have it is quite an interesting list already. So going along with money and Spotify as my third round draft pick, I think I am just going to have to go on and pick it. I'm going to have to go ahead and take anything Xbox.
Oh, Xbox.
Because Microsoft isn't green, but I will be taking Xbox, which is including all of the consoles, their entire history, all of their games that they own, the Game Pass in its entirety. Basically, anything branded that is Xbox is coming along with me. Mm-hmm. So
that's a good pick. Good pick.
So what do you got?
I'm going to go with cacti.
So all
cactus.
All cactuses.
And I'm going to explain here, because here recently, I don't know if you've seen this, but there is these two brothers in Mexico that have recently discovered a way to turn cactus into leather, and they're about to start making clothing brands out of it.
I feel like I've heard something about that.
Like, there's a few pictures
cactus
of
leather
handbags and stuff that they've already made, but they're about to, like, really take off, because they figured out how to make leather out of cactus.
Yeah,
and imagine Imagine the troves of vegans that are going
to
come to
this. Yeah, you're definitely going to have, like, the animal activist on your side because of this, you know?
Yeah, but that's my next pick. Is
interesting. All cactuses. Yeah. So, literally the world's... And that's a lot of cactuses across the world. That's a lot, you know. You will have to figure out what currency you want to sell it in, because I own money.
So it's like it's going to be pesos.
It's going to have to resort to fallout and be bottle caps. So, so I have money, Spotify, and Xbox, and my fourth round draft pick, you know, the thing itself may not be green, but what is around it is green. I'm going to have to take Sprite.
Nice.
Because, you know...
Bottles used to be green.
Yes. I used to think that it was a debate between Sprite and Starry, and I picked the one that didn't suck, so I'm taking Sprite. Because
That's a pretty easy pick.
Sierra Mist would have been a better pick than Starry, but they killed it because Pepsi hates people. So...
Yes, they do.
There you go. They love my first round draft pick, which is money.
How can we better not satisfy our customers?
Look, our main drink, literally named after our company, already tastes like dirt.
Yeah.
So how else can we make our customers hate us? Why don't we just get rid of the only thing that tastes like a Coke product?
Yeah.
And try to make it more fruity and bad, and let's give it a terrible name.
Yeah. Well, with my next pick, this is the fourth one, right?
Yes.
I already have all the vegans and the activists on my side.
So. And the Packers.
So, my next pick, I'm going to go with the white girls on this one. I'm taking John Green, the writer of Fault in Our Stars.
John Green.
So, now I've got all the white girls.
You own an author. You own a man.
Hang on, I didn't think this through.
Well, but technically, I mean, you could say you own him, which is, I mean, it's not slavery, but, you know... Anyway, you can basically be like, he works for you.
Well, like, you know how Adam Sandler is basically employed by Netflix at this point.
That is true. It's like John Green signed a lifetime contract with you.
Okay.
Is what it is. So that anything
so much better.
Anything he does starting now, you get a portion or you get all of the money from the sales, and then you give him as much as you want.
Yeah.
You have a salary
set. John Green, here's $5.
Well, I own the money, so you got to give him...
Oh, crap.
You got to give him...
$5 in quarters.
You can only pay him in change. You had good return on your books. John, here's $100 in quarters. Just bring it in, boys. Bring it in just a 5-gallon bucket of change. So, you know, I didn't think of that. Hold on. I do have to look something up, though, first.
Okay.
Because my fifth round draft pick may have just changed. So, yeah, it has changed. So, my last and final fifth round draft pick was a pick that I didn't think about until just 3 minutes ago.
Yeah.
When you said it was for all the white girls out there. And you picked John Green, which is... You know, a dark horse pick. I didn't expect that. You know, I didn't even think of him. You know, I kind of forgot about it. So, what I thought you were going to go with is what my fifth round draft pick is going to be. And Starbucks. My pick is Starbucks.
I have it written down here. I should have went with that one first. But, well, we got to fight over the activists now.
Look, you have an author that you only pay in change. And I have... The main coffee place in the world.
Todd the coffee lover on Starbucks.
Yeah, the guy who loves coffee. I just go there for the lemonades, all right?
Okay.
They have, and you get the ones that they like mix the ice into and make like a slush kind of, you know? Yeah. That's the real good stuff.
Yeah. Okay, well, that's respectable. I should have went there first. I made a mistake.
Hey, you made your pick. You wanted to own somebody, okay? So that's not my fault. Hey, that's not, you know, that's what you wanted. Okay. So he is green. So your final pick.
My final pick is going to be turf.
Oh, the fake grass?
Fake grass.
Oh, you know, I did think of that. her.
Because there's people that put it in, like, their backyards now. Like, it's not just for teams.
Anymore. I've heard that for a while, that there was, like, a few people.
Like, if you people that, like, live in Las Vegas, obviously they can't have an actual grass lawn. So they put turf down in their backyard.
That way it still looks good. Yeah. And the better, I even thought about that just doing it around here because I wouldn't have to mow the yard.
There's no reason to.
So,
I didn't want to pick, like, grass or trees because that just seems a little wrong, you know?
Which, because it's a lot.
Yeah.
Because I will say this, I do have a few things that which I was going to pick. Because
I don't draw the line at owning people.
No, you only own person. Okay.
Singular person.
You didn't pick, like, a lot of people, you know?
Yeah, that makes it so much better.
And you only own one person who's an author. And, yeah, you know, the writer strikes happen and you gotta get what you get.
What you gotta do.
Hey, they want to get paid more money. You're paying them only in change.
That's right. That's all I can do.
Well, you lose. I do have a few that I've written down that I thought about.
Yeah.
Grass was one of them. And I was going to say trees, but when I think of trees, you know, you think of the green like we're seeing, but the actual tree isn't green.
That's right.
It's brown.
You have to say leaves.
Yeah, you'd have to say leaves, but that means everything, that's one thing you own that dies every year.
Yeah.
It has to regrow, you know. I did think of grass, but then I did think of the fake grass. And another one I thought of when you said fruit punch flavor the last time, mm-hmm. I was thinking of taking all the lime flavor.
Yeah, or green apple would have been.
Exactly, yeah, because like they brought the lime Skittles back and limes in general and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
There's not much else that was green that I could think of.
This was a roller coaster of a draft here.
It really was. So I'm going to go down and then we can decide if either of us want to trade or anything. You have the Green Bay Packers, Ireland, Cacti, John Green, and Turf. And I have Money, Spotify, Xbox, Sprite, and Starbucks.
Well, I'm in no position to trade here, so if you want something, we'll see what happens.
No, I do have my eye on John Green. As always, please rate and subscribe. And if you're listening on YouTube, please like, comment, and subscribe. And click that bell to get notified when new videos are uploaded. And make sure you follow the Toddcast only on Instagram at @_Toddcast_ for all your Toddcast social media needs. Make sure you tell your friends and your family or anybody really to give it a listen. And thank all of you for listening to this episode. And if you want to know what's going to happen next week, well, I guess you're just going to have to tune in to find out. Only on the Toddcast.